It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and also a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful account of God's love and how He proved His love by giving His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on an old rugged cross, shedding His blood in our place so that we might have everlasting life. Today we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 6. That's Hebrews chapter 6. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Hull Sisters from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsborough, North Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, He Gave Himself.
Before the fall of man, God had a perfect plan. To fellowship with us was His desire. But Adam disobeyed, to sin became a slave. Now a perfect sacrifice would be required. An offering must be made, the sin then must be paid. Jesus said, I'll go, because He loved me so. He shed His blood and paid sin's penalty. He gave Himself to pay a debt I could not pay. When I was lost, He gave Himself to be my way. Though I deserved to be upon the cross that day, in love He took my place. upon the cross that day, and love he took my
Here's what Paul said to the church of Galatia in Galatians chapter number 1, starting with verse number 3. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That was his declaration. He came to give himself so that we might have everlasting life. It was his blood that was shed so that we might have cleansing. Jesus died for us. His sacrifice was a result of the Father's love who gave Jesus. And Jesus' love as our friend who would die in our place. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and have not received this wonderful gift of salvation that he offers as a free gift, please call me. I would count it an honor to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation offered to you through the Lord Jesus Christ's sacrificial death on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection, which is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. My phone number is 919-563-6753. We would also invite you to come to be with us in our services today. Starting this morning, we have Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services, and unless you're providentially hindered, don't wait till Wednesday night to come be with us at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45. We also have a website, www.mebbentabernaclebaptistchurch.com. That's all one word. Mebben is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E. That's www.mebbentabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you how you can receive the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation, and also how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebben's Tabernacle Baptist, that's Mebben's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 6 today. That's Hebrews chapter 6. Let's listen to another song by the Hull Sisters from Wayside Baptist Church. The name of this song that they're going to sing for us is titled, It's Only by the Blood.
There's no treasure on earth that can move heaven's heart and purchase a pardon for me. No jewels or gems that I bring could start to pay my penalty. Even silver and gold are offerings to poor to take away guilt, but the truth is my Lord,
that is all. You poured out for me.
lamb. The thorns in your head and the nails in your hand.
And it's only by the blood you poured out for me. It's only by the blood I can stand redeemed. All the riches of this world could never be enough to take away my sin. It's only by the blood. You've done what nothing and no one else can do. And the song of my soul is more worthy of you. And it's only by the blood you poured out for me. It's only by the blood I can stand redeemed. All the riches of this world could never be enough to take away my sin. It's only by the blood. It's only by the blood.
This is what Jesus said in John chapter number 14, starting with verse number 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus is the only way, because the shedding of his blood is the only sacrifice that God would accept for our sin. If you're going to be saved, you have to come through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:22 says, "And without shedding of blood is no remission." No sin is covered in the Old Testament without the shedding of blood, and no sin is taken away in the New Testament without receiving the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is only by the blood of Jesus Christ that we have everlasting life, because no man cometh unto the Father but by the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, if you have asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, don't you think you need to spend the rest of your life being thankful for all that he has done for you? Listen to this last song by the Hall Sisters, and here John Davis is going to help them sing a song that's titled "Thank You, Lord."
While the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Now I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though this world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
The blessings of the Lord are given to us through salvation. It is after we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior that we can rightly thank the Lord for the blessings that He's bestowed upon us. Listen to what Paul wrote to the Church of Colossae, starting in Colossians chapter 3, verse number 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. For those that are lost, the mercy of God is something that they can be thankful for because of the fact that they have still an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Savior. But those that are saved have the glorious opportunity and privilege to thank God for all that He has done for them in saving their souls and answering prayers along the way and giving them the blessings of the Christian life which have been chronicled in the Bible. We have so much to thank the Lord for. Be ye thankful. What a blessing that is. And as Paul said in Romans 12:1, it is our reasonable service by which we thank Him in such a way that we give our bodies as living sacrifices to the Lord, living for the Lord because He died for us, shedding His blood so that we might have everlasting life. In the book of Hebrews, chapter number 6, we find the writer of Hebrews talking about the importance of staying in the will of God. As we work our way down to verse number 18, the writer says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. The writer here talks about two immutable things, one dealing with the fact that God cannot lie, and two dealing with the fact that we have a hope, in verse number 19, which hope we have as an anchor for the soul. These are two immutable things that we have, that God cannot lie, and that there is a hope, the anchor for the soul. And here in verse number 19, the writer of Hebrews says, and which entereth into that within the veil. This anchor we have for the soul entered into the veil. Now, you know that when Jesus Christ died on the old rugged cross, and He said it was finished, the veil that separated the holiest from the holiest of holies in the temple was rent in two from top to bottom, so that now what had been inaccessible for man was now readily accessible to all men. Notice what it says in verse number 20. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus was not only the perfect sacrifice who shed His blood willingly on the old rugged cross, but He is also our great high priest, made a high priest not after the order of Aaron and the high priests of the Old Testament, who were men themselves that needed to give sacrifice for their sins before they could minister to others. Jesus is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, the perfect priest who brought the perfect sacrifice. And because the perfect sacrifice was accepted by God, the veil in the temple, which could only be accessed one time a year by the high priest, was rent in two so that all could see into the holiest of holies. My friend, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he, the perfect sacrifice, shedding his blood so that we could have everlasting life, when he said, "It is finished," there was nothing else that would ever be required as an addition to what Jesus offered on the cross. It would never be Jesus plus baptism. It would never be Jesus plus good works. It would never be Jesus plus church membership. It is always Jesus and him alone. As we have already mentioned in John 14:6, Jesus said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now mankind does not have to go to a specific building to offer a sacrifice for sins that would have its blood shed, because Jesus, the Lamb of God, presented himself as the sacrifice for all mankind for all time. Now, we'll see this a little bit later on in the book of Hebrews. But going to chapter number 7 in verse number 1, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually." The picture of Melchizedek is given to us in the book of Genesis as Abraham comes back from winning a battle and meets the priest Melchizedek. Melchizedek steps on the scene and ministers to Abraham, and then, receiving a tithe from Abraham, steps off the scene again. He blessed Abraham as he ministered to Abraham. Just as Jesus Christ stepped into this world being born of a virgin, living 33 and a half years, giving himself as a sacrifice on the old rugged cross, shedding his blood, blessing all men by his sacrifice of salvation, and then rising again, and then stepping off of the scene back into heaven, where he would sit at the right hand of the throne of God to intercede for us. This order of Melchizedek would give the picture of what Jesus' ministry would be like as he steps on the scene and presents himself as a sacrifice, and then rises again after shedding his blood and dying for our sins, and then going back up into heaven, a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Chapter number 7, verse number 4, "Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of his spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better." Abraham tithed to Melchizedek, and in that way, the descendants of Abraham, those that are of the tribe of Levi, those priests of Aaron's lineage, all tithed through Abraham to Melchizedek. Abraham was blessed of Melchizedek, and Melchizedek's blessing was also towards Aaron, who had not come along yet. Melchizedek was the greater priest because he blessed Abraham, and he also blessed those that would not have come along yet that would come through Abraham, speaking of Aaron and the priesthood of Aaron. The tribe of Levi was blessed through Abraham by Melchizedek, making Melchizedek the greater high priest, greater than Aaron, a high priest that would be the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ as he came to this earth and shed his blood as a sacrifice for us. My friend, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please remember, our goal in this life after receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior is to be obedient to him, to keep his commandments. As he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And as we live for the Lord Jesus Christ, we are also pleasing to the Heavenly Father in living for him as well. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please remember, there's nothing that you can do to merit salvation before God. All of your works, according to Isaiah 64:6, are as filthy rags. There's nothing you can do to receive salvation and be pleasing in God's sight except receive the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ gave, because God sent Jesus to be the only acceptable sacrifice for sins. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and ask Jesus to take away your sins and save you. As Paul said in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And my friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."